you will increase your efficiency 20% if you learn to do the tough things first, the ones you don't want to do.
Ray Zinn now imparts his management philosophy in Tough Things First. In this series, Zinn covers it all, from the essence of human happiness,
adding value, showing that you have value,
to the downside of venture capital.
You will not own the company.
And the essence of entrepreneurial discipline.
If you're going to make it a consistent practice of working Saturdays just because you think you've got to work 80 hours a week to be successful, you're just flat out wrong.
Now here's Ray Zinn, Silicon Valley's longest serving CEO and today's guest host.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Tough Things First podcast. I'm your guest host for today, Guy Smith. And as always, we have Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Mr. Ray Zinn. Good morning to you, Ray.
Hey, Guy. How's it going today?
It is fantastic.
Great.
It couldn't be better. We're in Silicon Valley. The sun is shining.
Right.
The birds are singing. Spring is here. So I couldn't be doing better. What I wanted to talk to you today about was great CEOs. I'm a fan of reading CEO books. I've read your book. There's, you know, some really spectacular people who have had the top job. There have been some amazingly bad flameouts recently here in Silicon Valley, some CEOs who have gone completely south on us. And so I'm intrigued by the idea of what actually makes a great CEO. Lou Gerstner at IBM, he was a great CEO when he rescued IBM from near bankruptcy. Steve Jobs, always hailed as a great CEO. I've read the employee comments from Mike Krell. You're credited as being a great CEO. So what is it that really makes a great chief executive officer? What is the boundary between being merely competent and being really fantastic at the job?
I think it really boils down to how does the executive feel about his people and his company. If he loves his people and he loves his company, he's got a good start at being a good CEO. If he's more concerned about the investors, the shareholders, if he's more concerned about his image, then he's probably not going to be as good of a CEO. So the key here is if you want to be have the backing and support of your people, you need to show a loving attitude and an attitude of understanding. Be willing to listen and not be listened to as you would. So that's been the key, as I see it, for the great CEOs. They say, how can I help? As opposed to, here's what I want you to do. There's a big difference.
Helping and being a servant as opposed to being a commander or a manipulator.
They call it being a servant leader.
So maybe that explains what's happening in the modern day Silicon Valley. I mean, you were very much of servant leadership. Bill and Dave at Hewlett-Packard, they were definitely servant leadership kind of people. What's happening in modern Silicon Valley? Why are so many CEOs coming up short?
I think it's a change in attitude. Back when I took my crowd public, you had to be profitable for at least three quarters of profitability before you could go public. Now, you don't even have to be profitable ever. You just decide to go public, and as long as you can pass the audit and then the legal entanglements, you can go public. Fewer companies are going public these days too, because the company's valuations are now not based on earnings. It's more based on revenue. And so with companies trying to grow fast, some of these CEOs are quite young. They're under 40, and they have not had enough time in the traces, as they say, to be seasoned. And so, to be a seasoned CEO, you can't be a 25-year-old. I'm not trying to denigrate 25-year-olds. I'm just saying you can't be a seasoned CEO at 25. And yet, somehow or another, they think just because they've graduated from college, or maybe not even that, or they've gotten to a certain age that all of a sudden they think they can run a large organization. But they've not had the time and the traces. They've not learned how to be good leaders.
And, this goes to the whole Google thing when Brin and Page brought on an outside executive because, as they said publicly, they needed adult supervision. They saw that they weren't quite ready for prime time and brought in somebody to actually handle the top spot. So is this inexperience? what's causing things like Uber and Theranos, all these companies that aspired to greatness and then are flaming out in spectacular ways? Is this part of the problem or the complete base of the problem that they're having?
A lot of it's ego. When you're younger, and we see this with athlete, professional athletes, they get caught up in their own greatness, as you would. As Orson Welles says, no wine before its time. In other words, they're getting ahead of themselves, and their ego drives their decisions and how they interact with others. So, you know, rather than just picking out, you know, a particular company and saying, well, that guy's got this problem or that problem, you find that true even with older folks like, you know, Bill Cosby. You know, I mean, they get caught up in their, and he's older, obviously, he's older than I am, but you get caught up in the, and just your ego. Your ego then, you know, says, well, I'm invincible. You know, this the whole thing about Chappaquiddick and Ted Kennedy you know, is that you think you're impervious. You think that you can do no wrong. You know, the higher you get, you know, as a CEO of a company, you say, hey, look at where I am and what I can get away with now because of who I am. And I think that's been the challenge for the CEOs is to remain humble. I absolutely believe that if those other folks that you've mentioned were more humble, then they wouldn't have had the difficulties and problems that they have. So I think the key ingredient that's missing with some of these CEOs is humility.
You know, and I can't help but believe that the Silicon Valley venture capital community is contributory to this. They get young pups with a good product idea. They feed them money. They keep getting them to run the rat race of the next round of funding. But by building that top line revenue, regardless of lack of profitability, and keep escalating these people up the financial ladders with the dreams of that IPO and the big hit, that maybe that the investors are stoking this lack of humility and this ego.
Well, they're pushing them to get the revenue so they can bail themselves. And so they push them too hard and too fast. And I think that's the shame of it, especially in today's market. You know, they're just so eager to make that return so they can move on to their next round or their next fund, that they push these CEOs to do things that they really shouldn't or are not really capable of doing. And, you know, I go back to the comment I made earlier about humility. You know, humility and honesty and integrity will really drive you to make the right decisions and not, you know, get carried away with yourself as you would.
By the way, for the audience, if you want more insight into servant leadership, the act of being humble with inside of leadership roles, get Ray's book, Tough Things First, and also his companion book, Zen of Zen. But both of these are going to give you the guideposts, the mechanisms for understanding how to serve your employees as well as your fellow man in order to make them more successful. And in that process, if you're heading up a company, it makes that company more successful. But right, you know, we've talked about humility, we've talked about serving people. But the CEO's job today seems more complicated than ever. The markets are moving faster. Technology is moving at a blinding pace. Regulations are becoming more complex and stiff. And now we've got this whole new social meme that corporations must be public servants and serve some sort of public good as well as making a buck. How does a good CEO stay ahead of all this? How does he not only make all of that stuff work, but also keep it from becoming such a huge distraction that he quits paying attention to his people and to his corporate culture?
Well, we just wrote an article about that for Forbes, about how to deal with change. And, you know, that's the one thing that is going to be ever-present is change. And so you have to adapt. But the thing you don't want to forget is your people. So no matter what the media does, no matter what the demands are put on you, don't forget your people. They're the most important asset that you have. And if you treat them as they're an important asset, then they're more likely to stay with you. We had the lowest turnover in the industry, employee turnover. It was because we didn't forget where our bread and butter comes from, and that's from our people. And so that's what I would recommend to those listeners who are CEOs or want to be CEOs is remember where your bread's buttered on, what side. It's your people. And you treat them with dignity and respect, then they're going to be better employees, and you're going to do better as a company.
Well, you know, Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, was always fond of saying that the typical corporate pyramid was upside down. It's all the frontline people, the people who deal with the customer, who should be up at the top, and the CEO's job down there at that little point at the very bottom of the org chart is basically just to keep that pyramid from falling over. And you do that by serving everyone up the chain so that they can serve the customer.
That's a good thought. You know, I mean, again, you know, if you tend to look at your role as a supporting role and not as an overseer, as you would, you're going to get more support from your people.
Well, thanks again, Ray. And for the audience, three favors, please. Go buy his books, Tough Things First and Zen of Zen. They are going to be your best education this month once you finish reading them. Also, please rate and review this podcast. That's important. As other people go searching for wisdom, they will understand that you found value in this. And by all means, tell all of your friends to subscribe to the Tough Things First podcast so that they can get the same benefits every week that you are.
You've been listening to Tough Things First, candid talk with Silicon Valley's longest-serving CEO, Ray Zinn. Drop by the contact page at toughthingsfirst.com for more about the book, more podcasts, and links to Ray's Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn pages to keep up with Ray Zinn's wisdom daily.